serving up tonight's CSE Sports Roadshow, The Ridge in downtown Chadron.
It is indeed, once again, our once-a-month roadshow back for a second season. It's the Security First Bank CSE Sports Roadshow at The Ridge in Chadron. The beverages are ice cold. The food is hot and delicious. Whiskey and Wings Night on Wednesdays, of course, here at The Ridge. So come down, enjoy yourself, have some dinner and some drinks, and hang out with other CSE Eagle fans, boosters, and supporters. Nice to see the folks who have turned out for tonight and on their way down. Being a part of the show here tonight, hope to see you again all season long. All right, let's dive into it. Our first guest of the fall 2022 season is golf coach John Ritson. And John, a little bit more air conditioning and cooler inside here for the show than it is outside where you guys were playing golf and the girls were practicing today.
Yes, it has been pretty hot, and it is nice to be in here enjoying some cold water and some AC. But they're working hard no matter the heat.
Did the girls give you a report about how it was to play in 103 this afternoon out there at the course? I hope you gave them at least maybe a couple of holes off.
Yeah, we had men's league out there today too, so our practice is a little bit shorter, so we avoided a little bit of the heat.
But we know they're working hard and staying hydrated and all that good stuff. It has been unseasonably hot here during the summer, but fortunately now we turn into the fall season. We want this warmth to continue through and the weather to be good, and your first tournament coming up is going to be Monday and Tuesday of next week, so your team is getting ready to go. It's the Swan Memorial down in Thornton, Colorado. Colorado Christian hosts this one. You guys took fifth a couple of seasons ago. Last year dropped back a bit to that 11th place spot. What do you feel like is a strong target finish for the team you've got this year?
Yeah, the first year when we finished fifth, that was the first year they hosted. There wasn't even 11 teams in it, so that was it's a lot better field now, but we're kind of pushing for that top five in these tournaments that have some good depth and good competition. It's always hard to tell where we're at going into the first tournament, because you score four girls, and if you have two good seniors on your team, you got to replace them, and it just fluctuates quite a bit. But we got a veteran team that is excited and is going to play really well. And we'll just see how it goes.
Yeah, Coach, you bring up an interesting point. I talked about it a lot with our football coaches on the way down to Texas for the first game last week. That first game, so hard to prepare for. You kind of know what your own team is like, but you really don't know what to expect from the others. And even when you get your team out there, you're not quite fully sure what you're going to see. Is this first tournament maybe the hardest to prepare for or predict for you, too, on the golf side of things, kind of like it is in football?
Yeah, it's one of the most exciting tournaments for sure, just because we're getting started. The girls worked hard all summer and just hoping that hard work pays off, and in the practice we had last week, the girls are playing well, but it is tough to kind of tell where we match up in the RMAC, but really we just got to take it and play our best golf and try to improve our scores, and if we do that, good things will happen.
You bet. Coach John Ritson with us. CSC Golf taking the course in Thornton, Colorado next week. Let's learn a bit more about the team you're putting together here for the fall and then into the spring, as well as your season, for fans that don't know, kind of split between the two, the fall and the spring. And you're going to have Alpine Hickstein, a senior from right here at Chadron High School, legend in these parts, terrific golfer. Let's start with the seniors and Alpine and what you're looking for out of her this year.
Yeah, Alpine is a senior. We have a pretty big group of upperclassmen that had that COVID year. So this is actually Alpine's fifth year. We have a couple girls trying to decide if they're going to come back next year for their, fifth year as well. I think right now Brooke Kramer, who's a great player for us, is I'm trying to talk to her every day about staying another year, but I think she'll probably be done because she's graduating and has some other things and opportunities that are going to come up. And so we'll lose Alpine for sure and probably Brooke, and which hurts because they're two really good players. They've been contributing every year that they have been on the team. We're going to have to replace them. We got some new girls coming in that are, going to put the work in and fill those shoes when those girls leave. But we got a very good group of young ladies that are, juniors and seniors, and they're excited to finish out their careers.
Do you see Alpine and Brooke really shaping up for tremendous seasons, excellent seasons, leading this team, having the ability to score well and have maybe their best season in their last season, hopefully?
Yeah, you know, we hope so. We try to improve, you know, kind of our team or our individual goals is to kind of improve by two strokes every year, you know, as an average. And they've been on that progression and been reaching those goals, and so we expect the same thing this year. We don't want to put any extra pressure on individuals because it's their last go-around, but they're going to do that to themselves.
Sure.
And so if we can stay out of our own heads and just play golf, they'll do good things.
Part of that mental part of the game that we'll talk to you about in the interview here tonight and getting your team prepared. And since you've played this Swan Memorial Tournament, this same course now, and with them being your upperclassmen leaders, the experience for the whole team, but them especially, has got to be helpful going into this first event.
Yeah, they've seen the course. They've played it before. It's the first one of the year, so there's a little extra nerves and stuff like that. But, the more times you're on a course, the better you are prepared to, you know, play well there. And so I'm excited to get back out there and all of our top five girls that are going to be on our roster this week have played the course a couple times now.
Terrific. Coach Ritson with us. CSC Golf starting out the year on Monday and Tuesday with their first event. This is the CSC Sports Roadshow brought to you by Security First Bank. We're live at the Ridge tonight, and we do this once a month towards the beginning of the month, typically that first Wednesday. The full schedule is up on panhandlepost.com. And, coaches, we look ahead at your roster and who you're bringing back. Alpine and Brooke we've talked about, and there's Jordan Grosses in there now. She's actually going to be a junior classified this year. And then you have some other players that it gets kind of tough to figure out sometimes who's a junior, who's a sophomore, who's a senior because of COVID and redshirts and all the NCAA chaos. We've got 6th and 7th year football players I've already seen on rosters. So maybe you can break some of that down for us, but talk about who else you're counting on this year on your squad.
Yeah, we have a very big junior class eligibility-wise, and a lot of those girls are graduating, going to be in a master's program next year. And like I said, Brooke is probably not going to come back. Maybe one other is still debating, looking at their academic plan and see how the year goes. But so technically, let's see, we have 5 juniors on the roster eligibility-wise. Kinsey Smith came in. We did our qualifying rounds last week, and she played extremely well. So we're excited to see that. Jordan, as you mentioned, played really good. We have Kenzie Kano and Allison Acosta also in that junior class. And again, all tremendous players. It's hard to figure out who our top five is each week because they go, depending on the week, I could put them all out there and you just never know who's going to be the best one because they can all compete against each other.
That's probably kind of good. They sort of push each other for those coveted spots in the tournament.
Yeah, oh, for sure. And last week was a grind. We did 54 holes throughout the week to figure out who our top five is. And it was extremely close. And, luckily we get to take a couple individuals to this first tournament. So they'll get another opportunity to go show what they can do. It's competitive, which is only a good thing.
That's great. It is Whiskey and Wings Night at the Ridge in downtown Chadron. We're with our first guest tonight, golf coach John Ritson. We've got defensive coordinator Clint Sassy and starting quarterback Heath B. Miller coming up as well. You can also check out the podcast version and soon to be coming a video cast version of each of our road shows as well at panhandlepost.com. Coach, one of the freshman newcomers is a local player. I always like to see the local kids from our area on the roster. We've interviewed Kenzie Kano from Mitchell before, Peyton Wise from Kimball. Kimball's got a great golf course, 4 wins. I love that course down there. Fun to play. It's been many years since I've been down there, and it's eaten a lot of my golf balls, but it sure is pretty kind of mountainous down there. But you have Peyton coming up, and I know she had a nice high school career, so that's exciting.
Yeah, she was a great player. Maddie Brown and Aubrey Heathsburg are two other freshmen that came in. They're both from Colorado. All three of them are great players. They are a little bit behind right now just because they are freshmen and we have a bunch of super seniors, like we talked about. But they're right there. And I think the first week being a freshman, you get a lot thrown at you. We jump right into competing, and it's hard for them. And to see the scores that they shot is very exciting because I know that they'll continue to get better. And I think all three of them are going to be very significant contributors here for us in the future.
Coach, what's the biggest focus that you put on your team to be ready for this fall? And has that changed from different teams and different seasons you've had in the past?
Well, you know, a lot of that is on them in the summer. You know, golf's a summer sport that we try to do during the school year in the winter. So
yeah,
the most time they have, the best weather is in the summer. And, you know, we give them the materials and things that we think that is going to, you know, make them prepared for the fall season. And we just hope that they put the work in. And, you know, that dedication to our practice plan and stuff in the summer is key to have some success in the fall. And so, like we said earlier, it's just exciting to kind of see if, you know, all that work is going to pay off here this next week.
It's always, I guess not always good. It's really the only way to have a successful round of golf and compete if you're good at all aspects of the game. You can't just tee off well or just putt good. You've got to put it all together, really, to win. And I am curious, though, in terms of the strengths maybe of the team, do you feel like you have a team that is strongest off the tee or strongest around the green or strongest with the putter, a place that you can maybe make up a couple of keystrokes in a tournament this year when you really need them?
Yeah, I mean, we're a team, right? But it is an individual game, and they're all different.
Yeah.
You know, they all have their strengths and weaknesses. We have some great putters. We have some great drivers of the ball. You know, if we could combine all their best, you know, skills into one, we'd have an all-star, right?
So, yeah.
But they're so solid. They're good at everything. You know, I don't think as a team we have a strength or a weakness. It's really an individual thing, but, you know, there's not a whole lot of weaknesses in a lot of their games. They're pretty solid players.
Too bad we can't play all scrambles, right? Just use the best of everybody and everything and win that way.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Those are more for the well, I was going to say like us, but more like me, where you just kind of go out and do a random scramble. Or a coach like you, you know what you're doing out there. Coach Ritson with us, CSC golf coach on the show tonight. The mental part of the game, it's so huge in golf, is important or more important than the physical part, depending on how you kind of look at it. How do you get your team prepared on the mental aspect of going into the season, what lies ahead, and then even for the individual tournaments?
Yeah. You know, I think the mental side for the level that our girls are at, especially our upperclassmen, you know, there's not a whole lot of swing stuff or trying to change and whatnot. So the mental side is extremely important. The biggest thing for this group, I think, is just confidence, and all golfers, but we've just got to be confident with our skills, right? They've put in the work. They're good players. The more they believe in themselves and are confident over the ball, the better we're going to play. Like, we have some, you know, course management and that side of the game as well. But if they play confident, they're going to play great.
Confidence, the key. And where would you like to see your team climb in the RMAC standings? If they've got that confidence and looking to go for a strong finish, where do you think, with what you sort of know and have scouted out about who else is maybe coming back to swing some clubs with the other schools in our league, where do you see CSC fitting in there?
Yeah, there's you know, a couple teams lost some really good players. A couple teams kept some really good players, you know, added some people. So it's really, like we talked about earlier, it's hard to kind of pinpoint where we're going to be. We're always shooting to be in the top five. You know, if we're in the top five in our conference, we're playing pretty good. I think this group could finish higher than that, but we would be happy, you know, top five. But again, it's all, if we're improving our scores, we can't control what other people are doing. We can't play defense on them or anything like that. So we just got to play our game and do the best we can.
Top five, always a great place to be. Coach, I'm going to throw a wild card at you. If you could play one course in America or the world, what would it be? What would you play?
I don't know. That's a tough one. Right, for me, I haven't played it, go over and play St. Andrews probably.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, this Central Nebraska has got some amazing courses right here. So it's pretty fun to go over there and play too.
I've heard. I need to make some better friends in the state and maybe get my way over to Central Nebraska, but I have heard that. St. Andrews is another great choice. Coach John Ritson, CSC Golf Coach, wish you and the ladies the best of luck in your first tournament and all season long. Thanks for being our first guest this fall as we get the roadshow going once again. Always great to visit with you. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, that's Coach Ritson. We're going to come back after this break to the Ridge live here in Chadron and visit with CSC Defensive Coordinator Clint Sassy. We'll talk Eagle football coming up in just a bit. The Roadshow rolls along live until 7 o'clock here tonight. Whiskey and Wings Night down here. And it's the CSC Roadshow brought to you by Security First Bank live at the Ridge.